street epistemology is a wonderful approach that anyone can learn. You can learn more about street epistemology at streetepistemology.com.
That first 23 years of my life. It's such a nice area. I love all, like, everything looks so, like, older.
It's historic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not where you, not what you find in a lot of new cities. This is an old town that used to be very, very conservative. I don't know what it is now because I haven't lived here in many, many years. Mm-hmm. But my, I grew up here, and my cousin was chief of police when I was growing up, and my dad was a lieutenant in the fire department.
Okay.
Am I on now?
Yeah, is it okay if we record?
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Okay, great. You said your name is Charlie?
Yeah.
C-H-A-R-L-I-E?
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. Again, my name's David. And just to explain what I'm doing, I'm talking to people in different parts of the country, in different communities, about something that's meaningful to them, something that's meaningful to you, something that you think is true. And I come from a neutral perspective, and what I'll do is I'll ask questions that help us explore how you arrived at your conclusion and what supports your confidence that it's true. Does that sound cool?
That's fine.
All right. Thanks again for stopping.
No, my pleasure. I'm just out walking. It's such a beautiful day. We're in Monocacy Park, and this is where we used to hang out all the time when we were kids.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We come down here and fish and swim and have parties. And over at that mill,
yeah,
used to be music. They used to play music there on weekends.
Oh, okay.
They used to have bands come in and play there.
Okay, cool. They don't do that anymore?
No, what happened was it got a little crazy. That was in the 70s. I'm kind of older.
Okay.
I'm 66.
All right.
But anyway, they had a bad fire there one night. And then after that, I think they shut it down to bands and stuff. But you used to be able to go there and listen to music, and they'd have local bands or bands from out of the area come in. And it was a good time.
Sounds fun.
Everybody was relaxed back then. Now everybody's kind of hyper.
Just kind of got out of hand one night and...
Yeah, I wasn't there that night, but I understand that they had something going on and a fire started and burned half the mill down, and then they decided they weren't going to reopen it to concerts.
Okay.
That was my understanding. Now, I was only a teenager then.
So, I thought this was Illick's Mill Park.
It is. But it's also called Monocacy Creek Park.
Yeah, I saw that sign for that, too.
Yeah, because this is Monocacy Creek.
Okay.
And it runs a long distance through the park, that way, that way. We used to fish the whole thing. It goes for miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of fish do you catch out of here?
Trout we were after.
Trout?
And it's a stock trout, so it was fun.
I catch trout in some of the lakes where I live.
Well, those are lake trout, and those are big trout.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are all stock trouts from the local fisheries.
Okay.
Yeah, but we used to come down here with our buddies and ride our bikes down with our fishing stuff. And we'd have parties as we got a little older underneath the pavilions and, you know, high school bringing beer and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Beers and hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a nice area.
No, it's beautiful.
It's pretty cool.
Like I said, I haven't lived here since I was 23. I left on my journey working for a lot of big companies. I worked for four to 500 companies across the country. And then the last 16 years before I retired, I was in Austin, Texas, and then Odessa, Midland, Texas, running a business down there.
Okay.
And I like Texas. Texas is still one of those states where you can kind of do what you want.
Okay.
Not many of them left.
I did some growing up in Victoria, Texas. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to high school there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also did some growing up in Kerrville, Texas. Do you know where
Kerrville.
That is?
A lot of drug rehab places around Kerrville.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now.
Well, I was like a young teenager there. And I always thought it was kind of a cool place for old people.
Yeah, and a lot of people still retire in that area. I had a buddy who I worked with down there. He was just building a house. I'm sorry, I'm gonna turn this off.
Oh yeah, no problem.
He was building a house to retire next year, I think, in Kerrville.
Okay. Yeah.
Some people that are from Texas don't usually leave Texas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they like Texas. They stay in Texas. They like everything about Texas. Mm-hmm. Now, it's changed too, but it is what it is.
Cool. Well, so can you think of a belief or a conclusion or an assumption that you're convinced aligns with reality? And I'll ask questions that help us explore what supports that.
Oh,
is there a knowledge claim that you want to explore?
Well, I have a lot of things that I would talk about, but I'm not going to take up all your time because it's only 10 minutes. I think just in general, our nation is in trouble.
Okay.
I think we have a lot of division, and it's only getting worse.
Yeah.
And I worry about the future. You know, I've got 4 kids. They're all older now, of course. But I worry about, I don't like to say worry, but I'm concerned about what their lives are going to be 10, 15, 20 years from now. Mm-hmm. You know, what our country's going to be like. I just think we've lost our direction. We've lost the ideas, the morals, the beliefs that our country was founded under. And I think it's just gone so far the other way now that it's going to cause trouble. You know, I just think there's too many groups, too many organizations, too many companies who are pushing, I don't want to sound biased, but the woke agenda, the LGBTQ agenda, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You don't have to shove it down our throats. You understand, you want to be different, that's fine, be different. But don't make everybody accept it. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, that's going to be a problem.
It's interesting that you're talking about this because this is kind of what got me started doing this. Yeah. Is the fact that we're having a harder and harder time talking to each other.
Absolutely.
You know, and just having a discussion about it. And so part about what this is about is just giving a demonstration of how people can have a civil discussion about sensitive topics. And so I guess to kind of narrow it down, what is there like a belief or a conclusion that you hold that supports all your underlying concerns?
Yeah. It's on the news every day. You go to work for any company nowadays. I mean, I got bored, all right? So I was going to get a part-time job. I thought, man, during the winters, I have nothing to do. I'll work maybe this or that or this or that. So I went to interview with a company that is in the entertainment business, and I was going to take a job as a security guard. In fact, they hired me as a security guard that had to go through 7 hours of orientation. And so much of that orientation was related to social acceptance of the new norms.
Okay.
I actually had to sit there for an hour and go through a video and listen to people tell me about my unconscious biasness. Mm-hmm. I guess you could, I don't know, biasness is a word, bias, unconscious bias.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the video, I said to the people, I said, I don't have unconscious bias. Any biases I have, I know what they are.
Okay.
I said, and I'm not comfortable with you trying to tell me I have unconscious bias towards different groups.
Okay.
Now, when we were younger, and I don't know how old you are, but when we were younger, we didn't care if you were black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian at that time. They used to refer to people as Asian or Oriental, gay, straight. I didn't care. Mm-hmm. You know, people kept it to themselves. They didn't try to push it on other people. But now you got these groups that are just, you know, it started in my opinion, with the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, all lives matter, not just black lives, all lives matter. I get it. They feel they've been picked on. I'm not going to get into that. And then it started, and next thing was woke. And then the next thing is the LGBTQ movement. And I just, it's just getting to be too much. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, you want to live that life, live that life. Don't push it on anybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a straight guy. You know, I don't care what you do. Just don't involve me. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care who you are. I'll work with you. I've worked with gay people. I've worked with black people. I've worked with all kinds of people. I don't care. I don't care. As long as you're a good person and you're not breaking the law, and you're not a thug, you're not looting because you want to steal. You know, California's done. California's not coming back from this.
You're kind of a live and let live kind of guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you know what? I was out visiting my brother in California last year. I couldn't believe what I saw in San Francisco, Oakland. I was down in San Diego. I couldn't believe San Diego. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening to those cities, and those were great cities. Mm-hmm. And now, I wouldn't live in any of them.
We only have a short amount of time, I might kind of try to streamline this a little bit.
Yeah,
When you say unconscious bias, what do you mean by that?
Well, the way they explained it is, we all have unconscious bias towards people who are not like us.
Okay.
Right. Now, unfortunately, part of being human is you judge.
Uh-huh.
You know, but that's, you're a product of your environment. You're a product of your upbringing, you know. And when something different comes into your life, okay, so maybe you take a look at it a little differently. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean it's bad. I mean, if you're not acting on it, you know, why bring it up as an issue if it's not, if you don't have to bring it up as an issue? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it is all these companies are afraid that they're going to lose business because they're not socially up to speed with everything that's going on.
They're kind of pressured by where society is kind of going.
Oh, they're pressured by, I'm sure, a lot of their society, a lot of their advertisers, you know, for companies. I mean, Target, what a mistake they made. Budweiser, what a mistake they made.
So you've said what it was, how it was explained to you. Unconscious bias. I'm curious how you would define that.
I don't, like I said, I don't feel like I have an unconscious bias.
What do you think it means, though, to you?
I think it means that people don't realize that they're being prejudiced.
Okay, when you don't realize...
When you don't realize you're being prejudiced against a specific group or type of person.
Okay.
I think that's what they were, the point they were trying to get it on, although they never used the word prejudice.
Okay. But your definition is, unconscious bias is when you don't realize you're being prejudiced?
Yeah, when you don't realize you're being prejudiced, or when you're treating someone from who's different than you in a different manner. You know, it could be an employee. Well, I don't work anymore, but I used to run businesses. But it could be an employee, it could be somebody's friend, one of your kids' friends. That, you know, it could be anything. Mm-hmm. But I don't, you know what? It's possible that some people don't realize they're doing that, but in most cases, people know what their biases are.
Most of the time, people know what their biases are?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You do, right?
Even if they're unconscious?
I don't believe in unconscious. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's what they were trying to push on us.
Gotcha.
But I don't believe in unconscious bias. I think people know fully well what their bias is towards different groups. I don't think, you know, and the fact that companies are pushing that stuff, and I talked to one of my, a friend about it, and they said, it doesn't matter what company you go to, because they work for another company. They said, we had to go through the same training. They were working for a casino, and the casino put them through 7 or 8 hours of the same thing. Anyway, so it seems to be the norm if you're going to work for somebody. I'm glad I'm retired.
You sound pretty passionate about this.
Yeah, I don't agree with, like I said, I don't agree with how they're trying to label the way that I think, or other people think, or how I perceive people or other groups.
you feel like they're making assumptions about what your thoughts are.
Yeah.
Would that be accurate?
I think they're doing a generalization.
Okay.
You know, they might not be pinpointing me exactly, but in general, they're saying people have unconscious bias towards other groups.
Uh-huh.
And I say, I think they're biased. I think it's biased opinions.
Can I ask you a couple more questions?
Sure.
On a scale from 0 to 100, how confident are you that you have no unconscious bias?
I'm 100.
You're 100? Okay.
Yeah.
You're 100?
Yeah.
Okay. What does 100 mean to you? Like, does it mean that there's no possibility of you being incorrect about this?
It means I'm 100% confident that if I have any type of a bias against a particular type of a group, I'm aware of it.
Okay. Okay. You're aware of all your biases.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is there anyone that is unaware of a bias they may have?
If I had to, I mean, it's very possible there is. And some of those people have huge egos, right? Or have very narcissistic personalities.
Okay.
You know, and that could be politicians. It could be people that run businesses, you know, like a Donald Trump, who's got a big ego.
Uh-huh.
I think he means well, but I'm sure he's got some unconscious biasness that comes out.
Okay.
When he talks.
So if someone has a big ego, the likelihood that they have unconscious bias is higher?
I would think so, because when you have a big ego, in my opinion, this is my opinion, this is me speaking, you think you're right all the time, or 99% of the time, right? Mm-hmm. If you're narcissistic, you think you're right all the time. You think the rules don't apply to you.
Mm.
Well, you look at politicians, especially in the federal government, I think those people are very egotistical. I think they're very narcissistic. I think they, and this goes back to many generations, they think they know better than you do how to run your own life.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the ego part?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So you're at 100. What would you have to learn to make your confidence go up that you do not have any unconscious bias?
I don't think I have to learn anything. If I'm at 100, I think I'm,
okay.
I think I'm pretty good.
You're as confident as you could ever be.
Yeah, I think I'm as confident as I be. I know what my biases are.
Okay. What would you have to learn to make your confidence go down?
I'd have to find out for myself that I had a bias against some group or some people that I wasn't aware of.
How could you find out?
By making a mistake and realizing that I got a bias.
Okay, so if you made a mistake.
If I made a mistake and I treated someone differently and then came back to realize that, hey, I made a mistake there. That was me making a mistake.
Mm.
I had a bias against a person. I didn't realize it.
Are you always aware of all your mistakes?
Well, used to be if I wasn't, my wife would tell me about it.
Okay. Okay. So this kind of answers another question I had, like, how could we test and find out how you could be mistaken about this.
And they actually have testing for unconscious bias.
Okay. Have you taken that test?
No. But they told me that they have them online. If you want to go take a test, and it's, I guess it's a bunch of questions you answer, and then they come back and they tell you the results.
Uh-huh.
But again,
could someone fail that test?
I'm sure someone could.
Okay. Let's say, hypothetically,
yeah.
That you took the test,
yeah.
And it came back that you failed.
Yeah.
What would that do to your confidence?
You can tell me that the test is flawed.
The test would be flawed. Okay. Okay.
See, I try not to waste my time on things that don't matter. They just don't matter. You know, that kind of stuff just doesn't matter in life. If you sit down, like if you come to a park like this and you sit down and you look at the beauty around you and you have the memories of when you were a child playing here with your friends, none of that other stuff matters. David.
Yes, Charlie.
I have not watched the news in over 35 years. I have not read a newspaper in over 35 years. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. To me, that's all jibber jabber. But when they try to push it on you, then I have a problem.
I have probably one last question.
Sure.
If you did have unconscious bias, hypothetically, would you want to know that?
Yes.
You would.
And I would want to correct it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say?
Nah, just thank you for your time and I appreciate the talk. Not many people actually listen to you anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just happy to be alive, happy to be healthy, happy to have opportunities to do whatever I want now that I'm retired. You know, you work all your life for that. You just want to enjoy the rest. You want peace. You don't want people telling you you're thinking things you're not, or that you have to accept people that you don't care about. It's not my business. It's not my business what you're doing out in California. It's not my business what's going on in Chicago or anywhere else. I'd love to help, but don't force me to do anything. And they shouldn't force anybody.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for stopping.
Yeah.
Charlie, David.
It's a pleasure, David.
Yeah.
Good to meet you.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
And I hope you guys have a nice time here and you get some people that are willing to actually speak the truth and not say what they think you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm going to do.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Be safe.
The Street Epistemology Podcast is a production of Street Epistemology International. The views, guests, and topics expressed here, or not expressed here, do not necessarily represent those of the organization.